My name is Max Strauss with ProInterviews.org, Facebook.com/ProInterviews, and Twitter.com/ProInterviews. Please be a part of ProInterviews. I'd like to welcome you to the interview with Donovan Darius. Darius attended Syracuse University, receiving all Big East honors during his sophomore and junior years. During his senior year, he earned Big East Defensive Player of the Year. Donovan entered the NFL draft in 1998 and was drafted 25th overall by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He played for the Jaguars from 1998 to 2006, and then played for the Raiders and Dolphins before retiring in 2007. He currently works for the NFL Players Association. Let's get started with the interview. I hope you enjoy the collage also. There's a brief infomercial in the middle of the interview that will announce an upcoming contest. Do you have any way for fans to connect with you?
Yes, through Facebook, and that's the typical way, and through my website, which is mynextleveltraining.com.
What was your whole high school football experience like?
Well, freshman year, I guess the third best on the team. And sophomore year, I had a chance to start and play varsity and JV. So we would play varsity games on Saturdays or Fridays, and then play the JV games on Monday. And so that was really good because I got a chance to compete with the top guys, and then actually had to go out and try to shine. And then my junior year, I moved back to the city I grew up in. So starting all over was a transition for me. And so that was pretty good. Being a guy who other colleges found out about by looking at other players, meaning they watch film and then they notice me, was just a testament to just, his hard work and effort and, really the grace of God just allowed me to be in the right place at the right time. And really to sum it up, the honor and the privilege to receive letters from a Division I college and also to get a scholarship to a Division I college was definitely a blessing.
So what was the transition like from high school to Syracuse?
Growing up in the inner city and, going to a big-time university where you're on your own, that's always a transition. But, we had a great support staff at Syracuse to try to help with that transition. Understanding that this was the next phase of your life and a lot of where you'll end up in life is predicated on the decisions that are made during those 4 or 5 years, it was pretty powerful.
Who's your best friend at Syracuse when you played?
My best friend is Roland Williams.
You have a good memory you share with him?
Just growing up, just growing together as young men, just not one particular, talking about life, really just talking about life, football.
Do you have a favorite memory from any Syracuse football games or anything?
Yes, I remember the 1996 Gator Bowl in Jacksonville. We beat them, 41-0. We had a great game against Clemson. And then also my senior year making, two things. One, my junior year when I had custody of my two brothers, they came up and lived with me in college. That was pretty big for me. So they were in high school and they came up to live with me and stuff up in college. So that was big. But then also, so I made a decision to come back for my senior year. Which is a lot of testament to them wanting to see them graduate. And then the other part was, God rewarding me in coming back and being a consensus All-American and leading the country and stuff in interceptions and Big East Defensive Player of the Year. All the football accolades that came with it, you know. I was always humbled by it. So, you know, I thank the Lord for it.
What was it like to win Big East Defensive Player of the Year?
I mean, it was huge because I was humbled, because I always was, no matter what position I found myself in, whether it was in the NFL, in college, I still was in awe. You know, I still was in awe and still amazed that a kid from my growing up, my background, you know, that God favored me the way he did it and blessed me with the opportunity to do that. And to know that there are several guys from Miami, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, and they picked me to be, you know, the defensive player of the year. I mean, I was like, come on, pinch me, you know.
At Syracuse, what was your relationship with Tabucky Jones?
We had a great, we had a good relationship. We came in together, we grew together. I mean, he had a family. I didn't at the time, but we shared similar background in terms of, you know, where we grew up, in terms of surroundings. But we really grew closer that last year when he started playing a safety. And so we started working together a lot. And so for us to come out the NFL draft together and for him to get picked as he did after only 1 year, you know, I was proud of him. You know, that 1 year of playing, and then God blessed him to, really blessed him to have that 1 year and to be very successful at it and make it to the NFL.
Interested in winning a signed photo of Jaguars wide receiver Mike Thomas, former Auburn running back Ben Tate, Texans linebacker Brian Cushing, Philadelphia Eagles tight end Brent Celek? Go like facebook.com/ProInterviews or follow me on Twitter @ProInterviews for more detail and information. The first contest starts today. What was your draft experience like?
My draft experience, it was very, very, it was nice, you know. It was a lot of stress and trust. You know, stress from the standpoint that you don't really know where you're going to go. You hear all these speculations of where you can go. You know that there's thousands of guys that are in your position all across the world. And, you know, what will cause a person to pick you. And then there was a lot of trust because you had to trust God that he was going to do what he said he was going to do, which was, you know, take care of you, provide for you, bless you abundantly. And so as a young Christian, that was challenging. But it was definitely rewarding once they called my name and once I got drafted by the, you know, the Jaguars.
What was your first experience like as a Jaguar?
Stepping out on the field, understanding that this is a new chapter of your life. That the fact that you actually made it. And not only that you made it, but then the pressure that comes with staying there. Because a lot of guys, you know, my average career is 3 years. And so my rookie year, again, getting a chance to start that year was incredible. You know, you were to start to open the day, earn a starting position, and then also to win Defensive Rookie of the Month in the month of November.
Throughout your tenure with the Jaguars, do you have a favorite memory?
I would say two, really. One, 1999, when we made it to the AFC Championship game. You know, that season was a very challenging season for us, but really the way we went through it. Only losing the one team the whole year, the three times, Tennessee Titans. And then also, in 2001, fracture my hip. First game of the season and missing six games. And then coming back after those six games and then making, first alternate to the Pro Bowl. After missing six games. So, you know, I look back and I thank God for, you know, the people that he put in my life to help me get back, and just the high level of play in terms that he allowed me to have when I came back, and to be, you know, to be recognized as a, you know, possible Pro Bowler player by the coaches and my peers.
With the Jaguars, did you have like a best friend on the team?
Nah, I didn't really have a best friend. I was friends with everybody, really.
What's the funniest thing that happened in your professional football career?
The funniest thing that happened, I made it. No, I'm kidding. The funniest thing, well, you know, just really just the camaraderie with the guys. And, you know, we always had something called the rookie show. That was something every year before training camp or in training camp. The rookies would put on a show. You know, that was always funny.
Who had the most impact on your career?
I would say Frank Gann, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. He was our special teams. 2001, 2 years ago. But he had a tremendous impact. He was a former Navy pilot. He always brought a lot of fire, a lot of stories. He always challenged us to be at the elite level and you're gonna reach high. You're gonna reach the highest potential. You know, you never allowed it to underachieve. You always, you know, expected greatness out of it. You know, so yeah, he really had a great impact on my career.
Did you have a nickname?
Yeah, Double D.
What's it like to work for the NFLPA?
It's a great experience because NFLPA has a lot of programs that help players with life. You know, it helps you understand the business behind football. You know, when the game stops, or even like it's still going on, understanding the business of football.
If you could describe yourself as any ice cream flavor, what would you be and why?
Cookies and cream, because my grandma's white, and my mom and dad is, my dad is black.
Do you have a favorite quote?
Yeah, your quote is, there are two types of pain. There's a pain of loss, which you can recover, and then there's a pain of regret, which never goes away. And so, don't live life in regret.
For someone who wants to play in the NFL, what's the best advice you can give them?
Focus on what they're doing. Focus on the phase in front of them and do everything they can to get the best of that phase and then take the next step when they have it.
Is there anything else you want to tell the fans that we haven't talked about?
My life would not be where I am without Jesus. He is the center of my life. He is the reason why I breathe, I live. And if anybody wants to be blessed, have to trust God and live according to Him, His standards.
Thank you so much for your time, Donovan. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to the interview with Donovan Darius. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you leave your comments below as well. Please check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/ProReviews, and follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/ProReviews. Please subscribe and add me on YouTube at youtube.com/ProReviews. And check out my website, ProReviews.org, for other interviews. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned for more, and feel free to contact me.